A man went to his lawyer and told him, "My neighbor owes me $500 and he won't pay up. What should I do?" The lawyer asked, "Do you have any proof he owes you the money?" "Nope," the man replied. "Okay, then write him a letter asking him for the $5,000 he owes you," said the lawyer. "But it's only $500, replied the man. "Precisely. That's what he will reply, and then you will have proof." So that's a word of advice. So if someone owes you some money, just up it a little bit and then they'll write it. "I owe you 500, not 5,000. And then you have your proof. Amen. I would like to talk to you for a few moments from the subject: no expiration dates on prayers. No expiration date on prayers. So that we're all on the same page, what is an expiration date? It's the date after which something, such as a credit card, is no longer in effect. The date after which a product, such as food, the quality declines, it spoils, or its effectiveness declines, like medicine. Usually, it is a previously determined date after which something should no longer be used, either by law or by exceeding its shelf life. So now that we understand what an expiration date is, does everything expire? Well, all kinds of food items are subject to spoilage and should be thrown away if past their use-by date or if their smell or color changes. Breads and other baked goods can spoil but are less likely to become dangerous. Almost all manufactured goods, prescription drugs, even wood and plastic, decompose over a lengthy period of time. The sun's radiation, heat, water, wear and tear takes their toll as time marches on. Humans, too, are good for up to about 120 years or so, and we wear out. Eventually, the sun, moon, and stars will all wear out. Everything has an expiration date on it, with one exception: prayer. There are no expiration dates on prayers. Prayers don't have a time limit on them. Why, you may ask? Well, it's because God keeps his promises no matter what. God promises to answer our prayers. Psalms 91 and 15 says, "He will call on me and I will answer him." Zechariah 13 and 9, "They will call on my name and I will answer them." Luke 11 and 9, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." John 15 and 7, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Our prayers do not have an expiration date because God always keeps his word. God teaches us that we must keep our oath even if it hurts. God teaches this because that's what God does for us. In Joshua 21 and 45, it says, "Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. every one was fulfilled. For you have magnified your word above all your name. God is a promise keeper, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You know that song? You guys know that song? Y'all go, when you go home, Google that song. It's called Waymaker. We saw a little clip. My husband came across a little clip, and there was a little baby, little young boy. I forget how old he was, maybe four. And his mom and dad gave him his little baby sister. And he was so excited, and they put him on the couch, and they let him sit, and he was holding her, and all of a sudden he just started singing to her, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. So that's going to be your homework. I want you, everyone, to Google Waymaker. Learn it. And Martha, if you can learn to play it, one day we can all sing it here. It's an awesome song, but it'll let you know that God is a promise keeper. God is a way maker. That's something you need to sing when you feel like the world is against you, when you feel like everything is going on, that the whole thing is stacked up against you and the burden, the weight of the world is on your shoulder. You could just lift your hands and sing, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And it goes on. So please learn it, okay? Google it when you get home. And those who are not familiar with computers and you know that they're not, try to get the song to them somehow, some way. Okay, so that we all can know that song and we can come in here and we can sing it together. Our prayers do not have an expiration date because God isn't limited by time. Whether God answers in our lifetime or not, God will be faithful to answer our prayers. Often, prayers are answered after the death of the prayer. Let me share the story with you. Howard Storm was a university professor at North Kentucky University, an atheist who believed that religion was a fantasy. He was touring Paris, France, when he had a perforated stomach and was rushed to a hospital, barely alive. It was a weekend, and because they have social medicine there, there were no surgeons on call at the hospital. He was put on life support. He died. And an angel took him to hell, where he had violent encounters with hordes of demon spirits. In a moment of relief, he remembered his former life. One scene came back to him when he was a little boy sitting on his grandmother's lap. He remembered what she was saying to him. If you ever get in trouble, call upon the name of Jesus. He looked up into the darkness of hell and began to whisper, Jesus. The demon hordes drew near, but when he said Jesus louder, they drew back. He continued until he was yelling with all his might, Jesus! Suddenly, a point of light appeared above him in the darkness. It grew into a beam of light, shining on him brighter and brighter until it blazed all around him. Jesus had come for him. Suddenly, he woke up and found himself in the surgery suite, being prepared for surgery. Storm became a great witness for Christ. So this is an atheist who found Christ. his grandmother's prayers were answered long after she was dead. God is faithful. So we have some grandmothers that have been praying for us, and they're no longer here, but their prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. You see, because our timing isn't always God's timing, sometimes prayers aren't answered quickly. At times, circumstances must develop. God promised Abraham that his descendants would possess the land of Canaan. The answer to this promise that God said would be delayed for 400 years. So the children of Israel did not reach the promised land. It was delayed for 400 years. Why? Because the sin of the Amorites had not yet reached its full measure in Genesis 15 and 16. God would only evict the current tenants when their guilt and sin became so serious that justice demanded they be judged. Then God would judge them, removing the wicked and putting righteous people in the land. Sometimes our prayers aren't answered right away because people have to change. Think about Joseph, Jacob's son. Joseph was shown that he would be ruler, but he wasn't ready for that position. He had been tried, tested, and humbled. After something like 17 years or so, Joseph was finally ready to be the prime minister of Egypt. Sometimes God is waiting on people to change to answer prayer. Sinners have to be convicted of their sins and become willing to change. Hearts, hard hearts, must be broken. Winter must become spring. God's timing is often different from ours. God's usually not early, but God is never late. No one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. The Los Angeles Times featured an article entitled, "Nature Turns Massive Fire at Yellowstone to Its Benefit." 5 years after devastating wildfires burned about 1.2 million acres in greater Yellowstone area, researchers are finding long-term beneficial effects, including a vigorous recovery of most plants and steady and growing population of large animals. The forest is going to be re-established. In many cases, the seedling density is greater than the original stand density. It continued in many burnt over areas where mature large pole pines once stood. The number of established seedlings is 8 times as large as the original number of trees. Many large pole seeds require fire to have them open. So maybe last year a fire blazed in your life and burned up a lot of things. If so, they may release a new season of productiveness in the Lord. God may be doing something and we don't see the reason why, but we must trust in the Lord. We often ask, why me? Why am I going through this? Why do I have to deal with this? Why so much pain? Why so much hurt? why so much struggle? God has something for us. God is doing things behind the scenes that we're not even aware of. And you won't get it until maybe later on down the line. When I think about some of the things that I've gone through in my life and wonder, why did I experience this? Why did I go through that? And now I can see clearly that God was building me up and preparing me for ministry. You never know. Some of the same situations that you're going through, you're going to have to help someone who's going through that same situation. People will not receive what you tell them unless they really know that you've gone through what they've gone through. Whatever it may be. But God is going to use you. God is birthing something out of your pain, out of your heartbreak, out of all the things that you're going through. And you're going to help someone else. Because I often say, if you never go through anything, how can you tell somebody about a God who delivered you? If you never have to get on your knees and pray and cry to the Lord, I need help, how can you tell someone on the street if you get on your knees and pray that God will help you if you've never experienced that? So we as disciples of Christ, we must experience some of the hard stuff so that we can help those on the outside go through and draw them into our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible lets us know that God will not put more on you than you can bear. Sometimes the things we go through in life, they seem unbearable. But God's word said, I will never put more on you than you can bear. You're stronger than you think you are. And God is with you every step of the way. Continue to pray. Continue to seek God's face and watch God turn the situation around. As I said, he may not turn it around the way you want it to be turned around, but God will turn that situation around and it will work out for your good, because the Bible says that it will work out. All things work together for good to him that love God and are called according to his purpose. So everything is going to work out for our good. Understand that God stores up our prayers. Our prayers become memorials. The fact that Revelation chapter 5 verse 8 says that there were 24 elders, each having a bowl filled with incense. And then in chapter 8, verses 3 through 4, it says, a mighty angel holds a censer with much incense, both referring to prayers of the saints, indicates that a great quantity has been stored up and was now being offered before God. There is no difference from when the angel appeared to Cornelius, the centurion, in our text this morning. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked, and the angel answered, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. According to this text, all Cornelius's prayers have been kept by God. And God decided that the moment had arrived to answer Cornelius' prayers. And I preached a few Sundays ago, season of answered prayers. God is releasing the season of answered prayers. Prayers. You're going to see God moving on your behalf, and that's why we must pray. How many minutes are we praying for the month of September? 6 minutes. We're praying every day, a minimum of 6 minutes. Of course, you can go on. but a minimum of 6 minutes. And watch God move on your behalf. Watch God start intervening and turning things around. And you'll be able to pray and see the works of the Lord. Our prayers are treasured up before God. The beautiful truth communicated is that our prayers are never lost or forgotten. If they must be delayed, then they are carefully stored up by God to remember at another time. Sometimes we're not ready for the blessing that God has for us. Or sometimes we may pray, God, get me out of this situation, but God knows you're going to put yourself right back in the same situation. So we got to leave you in the pot for a little bit longer until you learn and you know, I'm not going back that way. And then God is like, okay, it's time. David remarked how God didn't forget one of his tears. Psalms 56 and 8. You number and record my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? In Malachi, God said he would remember the kind words said about him by believers by making a book of remembrance. You can find that in Malachi 3 and 16. God is in the habit of remembering each of our tears, our kind words, our prayers. I remember growing up, and my pastor would often say that your tears are your prayers. That Jesus will dissect each tear as it drops down. You don't even have to say a word. But God, Jesus will dissect those tears and intervene for you on your behalf to ask the Father to do whatever the Father needs to do. But remember that each of those tears, your prayers, they are laid up as memorials before God. All of you mothers who pray for your children, not one of your prayers will be lost. Even if you die without seeing your prayers answered, your prayers will live on and continue to have effect until each one is fulfilled. Acts 16 and 31, you will be saved and your household. So let me close this out with this story. Hudson Taylor was a man of great faith in God, as well as a great missionary. When he first went to China, it was in a sailing vessel. Very close to the shore of a cannibal island, the breeze stopped completely, and the ship was slowly drifting towards the island. The cannibals of the island lined up on the shore with their axes and mallets, eagerly anticipating a feast. The captain came to Mr. Taylor and asked him to pray for the help of God. I will, said Taylor, provided that you set your sail to catch the breeze. The captain said, if I do that in front of my men, I'll make myself a laughingstock by unfurling sails in a dead calm. Taylor said to him, I'll not undertake to pray for this vessel unless you will prepare the sails. And it was done. the missionary went to his room to pray. And while still engaged in prayer, there was a knock at his door. "Who is there?" The captain's voice responded, "Are you still praying for wind?" "Yes." "Well," said the captain, "you better stop praying, for we have more wind than we can well manage." And sure enough, when but 100 yards from the shore, a strong wind struck the sail of the boat so that the inhabitants of the island were cheated out of their human prey. So I say to you on this morning, let's steer ourselves up to pray. Revelations 8, 3 and 4, you'll find that the great angel who stood before God with the golden censer in his hand, full of prayers of the saints, held it up and the smoke went up to God. But after a while the incense were all burnt out, he took the golden censer and he filled it with coals from off the altar. And then he emptied the golden censer out upon the earth. And there were voices and thunder and lightning and earthquakes. The meaning of the passage is that once prayers have finished being offered up, then God turns that instrument into a distributor of his power. The effects are voices and thunders and lightnings and earthquakes. All that's needed for victory is that we pray. All things are possible to us. You have the key to the door of heaven. Keep it there and turn it till the gate will open. Keep praying, because there are no expiration dates on prayer. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word on this morning. God, I pray that you have touched someone and encouraged them to keep on praying. God, we've been talking about prayer for a minute now. And God, I know that there's a reason why you have the church praying. We will be obedient, and we will pray, and we will pray, and we will pray. Oh God, we will pray like never before, seeking your goodness, your glory. Oh God, lead us and guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to be able to come to you and establish that relationship that we need. For we know that prayer is communicating with you. So we thank you for letting us know that there are no expiration dates on our prayers. That the prayers that we prayed 5 years ago that haven't come to pass yet, that they are still being answered. They're still being worked on. They are in a memorial, that you are holding on to them until we are ready to receive them. So God, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.